In 2014, two infants under the watch of the Vermont Department for Children and Families died. The deaths put DCF under a microscope, revealing a system that was understaffed and overwhelmed with cases. Near the end of 2015, then-Governor Peter Shumlin announced a plan to invest millions of dollars in Vermont's child protection system.
Well, this won't solve all of our problems, and there will be more tragedies ahead, without a doubt. This is a step in the right direction. It's an investment we must make.
The $8.4 million plan called for hiring more than 40 workers across the child protection system, including 28 new caseworkers. Shortly after the plan was announced, DCF Commissioner Ken Schatz told Vermont Edition that these were necessary resources.
That we've definitely seen this substantial increase in terms of reports of abuse and neglect increasing substantially. Our numbers of children coming into custody has increased substantially. We clearly recognize the need for more resources for our social worker staff.
By increasing staff, DCF hoped to bring caseloads down from nearly 18 per worker to 16. The legislature signed off on the plan. Now, nearly 3 years after the investment, are caseloads any lower? That's the question we tackle in this installment of Did It Work? In this series, we're looking at several publicly funded initiatives in Vermont of the last few years and seeing if they lived up to their promises. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has been looking into this question. Hey, Liam.
Hi, Henry.
So what happened with this proposal?
So after those child deaths in 2014, an advisory board recommended a number of changes.
The main finding within DCF was that we were understaffed.
This is Joe Hagan, a pediatrician in Burlington. In 2014, he was co-chair of the Vermont Citizen Advisory Board. The group found that DCF social workers had significantly higher caseloads than the nationally recommended 12 cases per worker.
The average, if I recall correctly, was somewhere around 17 or 18 cases. So we right away called that to the attention of the governor.
Not all of the $8.4 million approved went to DCF, but most of the money went towards hiring social workers. The department ultimately added 20 family service workers in the hopes of reducing caseloads. But that didn't exactly happen. Caseloads are slightly down to around 17, but that's still above DCF's goal. The biggest problem is that while supply of caseworkers has increased, the demand for their services has increased even more. DCF says the number of child protection cases has risen by 33% since 2013. Karen Shea, DCF Deputy Commissioner, says the totals are a combination of three things: how many cases come in, how long they're in the system, and how many leave.
All three parts are not working perfectly. So you have more cases coming into the system than you did 5 years ago. You have longer lengths of stay because you have delays in the court process because you have more cases going into that flow. And you have fewer who exit as a result of, you know, the delays in the systems.
Shea says opioid abuse is a factor in the increase.
Roughly two-thirds of our caseload have substance use disorders as a factor in the child custody episode, and about 50% of cases it's opiate use disorder for children under age five.
But Larry Crist, the executive director of Vermont Parent Representation Center, thinks high caseloads are the result of DCF being too aggressive in opening investigations.
We are assigning these workers to work they shouldn't be engaged in.
VPRC is a nonprofit that provides legal advocacy for people involved in the state's child protection system. Crist says DCF opens too many cases where abuse or neglect is a concern but isn't actually happening.
We should be using our resources to focus on determining which families are really, where kids are really at danger, instead of saying, we're just going to open cases and monitor families to make sure that nothing ever happens on our watch.
Deputy DCF Commissioner Shea says she understands the criticism, but says state law is clear about when the department needs to respond.
The statute and the regulation is pretty clear about what our obligation is to respond to situations that create risk for children. And I think that there's an intention around that to try to get involved at a point where we can intervene before harm occurs.
So, Liam, did this funding increase to DCF work?
Not really. Caseloads did decrease, but only got to about halfway of their target level. But advocates and officials don't see it as a failure. Bennington County State Senator Dick Sears thinks the money was well spent.
Without those increases, we'd be in real trouble today.
Sears is a member of the Joint Legislative Child Protection Oversight Committee.
I mean, it's not to suggest that everything's fine, but and we continue to improve. But I would hate to have seen us trying to deal with this crisis if we hadn't had the increases in the numbers a few years ago.
At this point, the story's come full circle. Officials say social workers are still overburdened and understaffed, and this year, Governor Phil Scott proposed a $2 million initiative that includes hiring more family service workers. Their new goal, 15 cases per worker.
That's VPR's Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thanks.
You bet.
And tomorrow we'll hear the final piece in our week-long Did It Work series, an effort to upgrade wood stoves in homes around Vermont. You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR.